Now, I'm standing in the kitchen, carving up the chicken for dinner, minding my own business. And in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. "You've been screwing the milkman," he says. He was crazy and he kept on screaming, "You've been screwing the milkman." And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate the way you drive my car. I hate it when you stare. I hate your big dumb combat boots and the way you read my mind. I hate you so much, it makes me sick. It even makes me rhyme. I hate it. I hate the way you're always right. I hate it when you lie. I hate it when you make me laugh. Even worse, when you make me cry. I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you, not even close, not even a little bit, not even at all.
Do you feel nothing? And I go out at 6 in the morning and I start my search for you. If I had random message of a street or a pub or a station, I go there and I wait for you. You know, I really feel like I'm being manipulated. I have never in my life had a problem giving another person what they want, but no one's ever been able to do that for me. No one touches me. No one gets near me. But now you have touched me somewhere so fucking deep that I can't believe and I can't be there for you because I can't find you. What does she look like? And how will I know her when I see her? She will die. She will die. She will only fucking die. So what? He might care for you, but that doesn't mean he loves you. I do understand that this is terrible for you, but try to start to enjoy yourself and spend time with friends. One day you will find your Mr. Charming, and that will be a decent one, not like this guy. To be honest, you are too good for him, and you know that. You deserve so much better. I hope you know that you can call me whenever you like, don't you?